pause and calmly think about that. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily podcast where we'll read through the entire Bible in a year. How are you? Welcome. Today is Psalms Wednesday, and we'll read Psalms 3 through 5. I'll give you a brief introduction to each psalm before I read it, and after, I've got some comments. I'm calling the show, Say What? But before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we ask that you bless our reading today. Open our hearts and our understanding, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you ready? Let's go. Many of the Psalms have a title, with Psalm 3 here being the first. It's important to note that when a title appears in a psalm, that title is actually in the Hebrew text. With that in mind, commentator James Montgomery Boyce wrote, "They are to be taken with absolute seriousness throughout." You may have noticed that some Bibles have headings for sections of the chapters. As an example, in the King James, Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11 have a heading that says, His Temptation. Verses 12 through 17 have the heading, His Work in Galilee. And verses 18 through 22 have the heading, His First Disciples, and so on. Those headings are put there by the publisher in most cases, and they're not in the original text. So when a title is shown for one of the Psalms, it's actually part of the original text. The title of Psalm 3 is a Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. So we know the author is King David and the circumstances that were happening in his life when he wrote it. We'll read the full account of this part of David's life when we get to 2 Samuel chapters 15 through 18. Psalms chapter 3. Lord, how my foes increase! There are many who attack me. Many say about me, there is no help from him in God. Selah. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. Selah. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I am not afraid of the thousands of people who have taken their stand against me on every side. Rise up, Lord. Save me, my God. You strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. May your blessings be on your people. Selah. Psalm 4 is titled, To the Chief Musician, with Stringed Instruments, a Psalm of David. The phrase, to the chief musician, appears many times in the Psalms. Well, the question is then, who is the chief musician? The answer is, we don't know for sure. Some think that the chief musician is God himself. Others believe that it's the temple's music leader during the time of David. In 1 Chronicles and other places, we read about a man named Heman and another named Asaph, who were temple music leaders. So perhaps David wrote these psalms for them to be used in the temple. The title of Psalm 4 also tells us that it was to include stringed instruments. Psalms chapter 4. Answer me when I call, God who vindicates me. You freed me from affliction. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. How long, exalted men, will my honor be insulted? How long will you love what is worthless and pursue a lie? Selah. Know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. On your bed, reflect in your heart and be still. Selah. Offer sacrifices in righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, Who can show us anything good? Look on us with favor, Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and new wine abound. I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, Lord, make me live in safety. Psalm 5 is titled, To the Chief Musician, with Flutes, a Psalm of David. In this psalm, David came to the Lord in the morning hours to receive strength and joy as he faced his enemies. Psalms chapter 5. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my sighing. Pay attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for I pray to you. At daybreak, Lord, you hear my voice. At daybreak, I plead my case to you and watch expectantly. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil cannot dwell with you. The boastful cannot stand in your presence. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who tell lies. The Lord abhors a man of bloodshed and treachery. But I enter your house by the abundance of your faithful love. I bow down toward your holy temple in reverential awe of you. Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of my adversaries. Make your way straight before me. For there is nothing reliable in what they say. Destruction is within them. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongues. Punish them, God. Let them fall by their own schemes. Drive them out because of their many crimes, for they rebel against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them shout for joy forever. May you shelter them, and may those who love your name boast about you. For you, Lord, bless the righteous one. You surround him with favor like a shield. I'm sure you noticed the word Selah as we were reading today. Selah is a word that is most found in the book of Psalms. The only other book it appears in is Habakkuk, 3 times. Here in Psalms, 71 times. But what does Selah mean? Well, I'd love to give you a definite definition, but the truth is that we don't know. But here's what some scholars surmise. The Hebrew word kalah seems to be related to Selah, and it means to hang or to measure or weigh in the balances. Job says, when speaking of wisdom, the topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. And the word translated value in that sentence is the Hebrew word kalah. Job is saying here that wisdom is beyond comparing even with jewels, and when weighed in the balance against wisdom, the finest jewels cannot equal its value. Another idea is that Selah comes from the Hebrew Selah, which means to pause. As you know, the Psalms were written as songs, so perhaps this is a musical notation which told the musicians to pause, maybe to take a breath, maybe to sing a cappella, maybe for an instrumental interlude. Could be they were to stop and praise God and or lift their hands in worship. If this interpretation is true, then all of the mentioned meanings combined would make perfect sense. Interestingly, the Amplified Bible adds, pause and calmly think about that when the word Selah appears. So when we see the word as we're reading the Bible, we should stop and meditate on what we've just read, lifting our hearts to praise God. Selah. Send me your thoughts on today's reading. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511. And you can also comment on the show notes page for this episode at lifespringmedia.com/S13E011. Or you can email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. There's a good chance I will play your audio comment or read your comment on the show. Tomorrow is Poetry Thursday, and we'll read Job chapters 3 and 4. Since this is Wednesday, this is the day we share prayer requests and praises. Now, listen, don't be shy. We are family. A healthy family prays for one another, encourages one another, and rejoices with one another. Philippians 4:6 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done." And Hebrews 4:16 says, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." These are a couple of reasons that I offer this time of prayer twice a week. Every Wednesday and Sunday, we'll be coming as the LifeSpring family to the throne of grace. Now, last Sunday, I told you that my friend Kathy was supposed to have received another dose of her cancer medicine at City of Hope, but a PET scan had showed that she had fluid in her lungs, so the chemo was postponed. Well, on Monday, she went back to the City of Hope to have a biopsy done on the fluid, but when they did a sonogram as a part of the biopsy process, there was no fluid. So obviously, they didn't do the biopsy. That's a good thing. Now, the fact that there was no fluid seems like a cause to rejoice, and I am rejoicing, but they do want to understand what caused it in the first place. For now, they're going to switch to another new cancer drug, and I'd imagine that they'd get her on that schedule very, very soon. So, let's pray. Our Father, we honor you and we worship you. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you for your word and for calling us to be your children. And now, Father, I lift up Kathy to you, and I ask you to comfort her, to strengthen her, and to heal her. May this new development in her condition be just the beginning of that healing process. Lord, I pray that you would encourage her, and Lord, help her to feel your presence. I thank you, Lord, for the LifeSpring family. I ask you to bless each one, and I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So to send your prayer requests or praises to me, please go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. You'll find a form there where you can quickly fill it out, leave me whatever information you want me to have, and if you want to remain anonymous, you can do that. prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to the team, Kirsty, Sean of San Pedro, and Denise. You can comment on the show by calling the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511, by going to comment.lifespringmedia.com, by going to the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com/S13E011, or emailing me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. However you do it, I want to hear from you. Do me a favor, tell somebody you care about the show. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.